Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Olive Podcast Little Black Book bonus episode. Listen on to hear this week's guest share the hit list for eating, drinking, shopping and travel. I'm back with Angela Clutton, and in the main episode this week we talked all about seasonality. Now she's going to open her Little Black Book and give us some recommendations. Okay, Angela, let's kick off with a cool UK foodie city or town.
I am going to roll with Edinburgh.
Okay.
Because I feel an affinity with it because I went to university there, but this isn't about that. Because in the time since I was at university, it has got much better in terms of restaurants and bakeries and things. So I think there's a lot of cool stuff happening in Edinburgh. But anybody who goes there and can have a slightly extended stay, the thing I'd love people to try and think about doing is get on the train, go over the Forth Bridge and get yourself into Fife, where there's some really lovely kind of little fishing villages and some really kind of gorgeous small places that you can go to and just get some lovely local stuff and then go back into Edinburgh and have a nice cocktail somewhere.
Where would you go? Where would you go for a cocktail?
Oh, okay. I would go to the Spence in the Glen. I'm lit up for this. This is my favourite subject. There's a gorgeous hotel called the Glen Eagles Townhouse.
Nice.
And they have a great bar called the Spence in their restaurant. And it is one of the most beautiful bars I've been to.
Wow.
And the Glen Eagles Townhouse is fab. That is my hotel top tip.
Yeah.
Actually the question, but that is my hotel top tip.
Okay. How about a surprising Europe or worldwide destination discovery?
About 20 years ago, I went for the first time to a little village called Rota in Cadiz in Andalusia with my husband. He'd been going for years and I had friends there. And I went, sort of not really knowing what to expect, and we went to what they call the Feria, which is like a kind of spring fair.
Yeah.
And I was totally blown away by the Sevillana dresses and the beat of the Sevillana music and all the sherry and all the horses. And it was just the most, it was sort of a sensation for all the senses.
Yeah.
But most excitingly and enduringly for me was the food.
Yeah.
That there were all these sort of huts really kind of set up where there were these tiny, tiny kitchens, temporary kitchens that were just churning out huge volumes of really simple, really local food. Nothing pretentious. It was just, you know, there's a recipe actually in seasoning for a tomato dip called arranque, which is just, you know, tomatoes whizzed up basically with garlic and pepper and olive oil. Obviously, the Andalusians know a thing or two about what to do with tomatoes. But it was that idea of really enjoying what's on your doorstep, what's in season, just doing it simply. There's nothing pretentious about it at all. And I fell in love with it then. And now, you know, we go to Cadiz area more, experience more of the food of that area. And it's such a thread of the way they eat.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great place to kind of go for a holiday. And it's a great place to just really enjoy some simple, local Andalusian joyous food.
Wow, that's a great recommendation. Okay, on to where would you host your last supper and what would you eat?
I would go to Ravinder Bogle's restaurant, Jaconi.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, everyone does that when they hear the words Ravinder Bogle. Ravinder Bogle's restaurant, Jaconi in Marylebone. You obviously know her.
Yeah.
She is just joy and her food is just heaven. And it's one of those places where you walk in and you're just going to have a great time, which for a last supper, you kind of, you want that certainty that you're going to have a great time.
You really do.
Yeah. And I feel that Jaconi is going to deliver that for me.
Yeah. Do you know what you would order?
Well, the non-negotiables would be the martini, because only my husband makes a better martini than Jaconi. So it would have to be the martini, the prawn toast scotch egg.
Nice.
Then we have to finish with the Madeleines, because she shares my, you know, Madeleine
obsession.
Affinity slash obsession. Thank you for that, Janine. And then in the middle, I'd be a bit more, you know, I could be taken in different directions for what's happening in the middle, but they're my non-negotiables.
I love those. Fantastic. Okay, now tell us about your favourite pub and what makes it special.
My favourite pub is called the Inn at Whitewell, in Whitewell, which is in the Forest of Bowland in Lancashire.
Okay.
I'm from Lancashire. I'm from Blackburn. Don't go back there very much because I don't have any family there now. But the Inn at Whitewell is kind of my excuse to go back. Forest of Bowland is exceptionally beautiful countryside, rolling, you know, hills. It's a lovely pub. It's everything that you want. Like you're already imagining roaring fires. And and you're there. That's exactly it. It's exactly it. Lovely food. Loads of it locally sourced. Even more gorgeously, they have rooms so you can have your lovely big meal and then kind of, you know, just sink into bed upstairs and then go walking the next day. But it's also just like a proper pub.
Yeah.
It's a good place to go.
Sounds dreamy. Okay, tell us about your favourite bakery and what your repeat order is. Is it Madeleine's?
That's only if you come round to mine or if you go to Chicconi. Okay, I've got two. I've got a local and a non-local.
Great.
Okay, so literally at the end of my road, I live in Palmer's Green, literally at the end of my road is Holt White's Bakery, which we are really lucky to have. They do make all the bread and all the cakes there. We are there a lot, and we absolutely love it. So, like, they do amazing bread. I love their rye bread. They do these gorgeous fruit French pan tarts, and obviously what the fruit is changes through the year, which I love. Amazing cheeses, 40 Hall Vineyard, which is also local to us. They sell their wines there. So Holt White's Bakery, literally at the end of my road, almost why we moved into the flat we did, is just gorgeous. But if I'm in central London, if I'm in town, then do you know, I think I'm even going to mangle the name of it, Bergerier, a Swedish bakery in Covent Garden.
No.
Okay, it's just off Longacre.
Okay.
I apologise to them if I've absolutely mangled how you pronounce it. I realise I've never said it out loud before. I just go in there.
You don't need to say it when you're there.
I don't need to say it because I never say to anyone to go because it's so tiny. And now I've just blown that as well. But it's a Swedish bakery in Covent Garden. Mm. And they do all the kind of amazing cakes you can imagine. But they especially love, they have an apple mazarin, which is
nice.
Almonds and cinnamon and apples.
Yeah.
And it's really small. It's really cool. Also amazing hot chocolate.
Fantastic. Okay. Where would you buy a great food-based gift for friends?
This is starting to get quite repetitive, isn't it? I would.
It's fine.
No, on my behalf, because again, I would say Holt White's, I love supporting my local place. And they do such gorgeous things and such lovely cheeses and they have lovely biscuits and all that. So I probably would do that. But then at the other end of things, I'm on a real Fortnum & Mason kind of vibe at the moment.
Yeah.
And loving the way that they are embracing not just their own reputation for excellence, but other people who put excellence at the heart of what they do.
Mm.
And so I think that if I want to find something which is the thing, whether it's cookware or a condiment or wine or something, at the moment, Fortnum & Mason is a bit of a go-to.
Yeah. And I mean, that iconic packet, bags and
what's
stuff.
What's not
as
to
well.
Love about that?
So lovely.
Yeah. If you hand over a gift, it's like in there.
That
you're
and
kind
Liberties,
of,
you're like, you're all right, then, aren't you?
For sure.
And the last one, I don't know if this is a separate one, a great specialist shop for either ingredients or equipment, because that would be a different vibe, kind of something that you would cook with or use.
Divertimenti in Chelsea,
great,
really kind of good for kit. I think if you're looking for a Madeleine tin or, there's the kind of the staples, but really good ones, or something slightly unusual in terms of a size of a baking tin or something. Divertimenti is a kind of Aladdin's cave of kitchen kit. I love it.
Fantastic.
I love it in there. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, we'll leave it there. Those are brilliant recs. Thank you so much.
Thank
Angela.
You so much.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.